Sefer Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sefer Bavli, Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, four lines up from the foot of the page. V'amar Rabbi Chana. V'amar Rabbi Chana, V'yom Yebashem, Rabbi Chia, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Asayis Tzel, L'Bali Mitzvahis, Ketzila, Shusei Shel Bali Teira. Naitaima, Ki B'Sela Chochma, B'Sela Kesef, V'oimer, Eitz Chaim Hina Machzikin Bo. Hannah, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Chia, said that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a shade, means reward, for Bali Mitzvah, like the shade of the Bali Torah. What's the source? It's the Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, because in the shade of Chochma, the shade of money, and it says in Mishle Yigimul Yud Ches, it's a tree of life for those that grab onto it. Why did it say in Sefer Yeshua v'ha'chetzioim means half was opposite ha'grizim and the half was opposite ha'evel? And melamet shemu'utim v'ha'grizim and rubim v'ha'evel. And it says it alludes to the more important half, that it teaches that the minority were on ha'grizim and the majority were on ha'evel. Lama, why do you say that the minority were on ha'grizim? Based on the census in Bamidbar, in there were 307,930 men in the Shvatim on Ha'evel, and 316,800 in the Shvatim on Ha'agrizim. She'ain Shvatah shel Levi Kuloi Sham, Shem Ha'echol Shevet Levi Kuloi Sham, Ha'yu Shavim. The answer is because not all of Shevet Levi was there on Ha'agrizim, because some were in the middle. If all of Shevet Levi were there, they would be called equal. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, Ilo Ha'yakosh, Shivto shel Levi sham lehayu shavim, lama shekvar naflu meshivto shel Shimon esim arba elef v'shitim. Rishon Bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that even if all of Shevet Levi were there, they would not be equal. What's the reason? Already 24,000 of Shimon died in the plague after the story with Zimri in Shittim. Am Rabbi Yosi Rabun, ilo haya kol shivto shel Levi sham lehayu shavim. Lama shalai ba, mishevet ruven, regard el aboim elef, halut seit sva. Yosef Rabun said that if all Shevet Levi were there, they would be equal. What's the reason? Only about 40,000 men who were proper to fight came from Reuven and Gad, and half of Manasseh, and crossed the Yarden, as we see in Yeshua in the fourth parak. The rest of them stayed in Eber Yarden in the Transjordan, and did not stand on Ha'evel. And Hana Amar, Kashem Shehin Cholkin, Kan, Tach, Hein Cholkin, the Ba'avne Eifrid. Kam said, just like the Shvatim are divided here, so they're divided on Avne, meaning the shoulder stones of the Eifrid. One has the names of the six Shvatim on Ha'agrizim, and the other has the names of those on Ha'evel. It's not entirely to say, Loi Kashem Shein Cholkin Kang, Loi Kashem Shein Cholkin, but the Golem, Loi Kashem Shein Cholkin, but Chilas, Achemesh Hasheni, B'nei Lea, Mikan, B'nei Rocha Mikan, Chad Mikan, Vachad Mikan, B'nei Ashvachis, Emsa. Some teach that they're divided on Avnei Eifrid, not like they're divided here, and not like they're divided in the Degolim, the flags, rather like they're divided at the beginning of Chumash Shemais, the Bnei Leah here, and the Bnei Rochel. One's here, which is Binyamin, is after Bnei Leah, and one is here, which is Yosef, is at the end, and Bnei Ashvachris are in the middle of the Bnei Rochel. Amma Revi, Rebbe Matanya, Taimer, Da'adin, Tanaya, Shema Elai, Yaakov, Avdi, V'yisol m'koyrai, ma tikra zeh oivya dahein gabi kutna dahein v'oivya dahein gabi kutna dahein. Matanya said the source of these opinions is the Pasuk in Yishayim, Perek Memches, Pasuk Yud Beis. Listen to me, Yaakov, my servant, and Yisol, my m'koyrai. Like a roof. It means just like this roof, the thick side of these rafters is next to the thin side of these, and the thick side of these is next to the thin side of these, so Hashem divided the Shvatim and put the large Shvatim and small Shvatim on each mountain, so they would be close to equal. It's like Tani Kishem Shen Chalukin Kan, Kach Shen Chalukin Ba'avli Eifrid, Mulu Oisom, Kadeshu Esim Bahamisha Mikan, Esim Bahamisha Mikan. Some teach that just like they're divided here, they're divided on Avni Eifrid, then Mulu Oisom means in order that there will be 25 letters here on one shoulder stone, and 25 here. There are only 49 letters in all the names of the Shvatim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Yomin should say, Ketol Beisam Mare. Yochanan answered that Binyamin is written full with two yuds, ketoldoisam, the teacher that is written, like at his birth. And Rabbi Yehuda bar Zabdi, Yehosef, Mole, Ages, Yehosef, Samuel. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zabdi said that Yosef is written in, with the full name Yehosef, with an extra he. And it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Ages, Yehosef, Samuel. Hallo Einan Ella Esrim Vishnaim Mikam Vesim Ushmaina Mikam Shafi. There are only 22 letters here and 28 here. Amav Yochanan Bin Yamin Haya Chelsim. Ben Mikan Yamin Mikan. Yochanan said that Bin Yamin was half, means partial on each side. Bin on this side and Yamin on this side. Amar Bizvida Vyeus Mi Ksiv Shisha Shmoisam Noi Ela Mishmoisam Mishmoisam Vala Kol Shmoisam. Vida supported that by saying that's correct. Is it written Shisha Shmoisam? No, it's rather written Shisha Mishmoisam. Mi means part of it from their names and not their full names. Shonim Nichtovim Mi Mino shall kain gadol, mismoile shall kaira. Achrinim nechtavim mismoile shall kain gadol, mimina shall kaira. First ones were written on the right shoulder stone of the kain gadol to the left of one who stands up with him and reads. The latter ones were written on the left of the kain gadol to the right of the one who reads. Achrinim ina nechtavim al seder shiyehuda melech. Achrinim nechtavim al seder. The first were not written in order, because Yehuda was king, so he was first. The latter written in order. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Hei. V'achakach hiviu et avonim avonis mizbeach v'sodim v'sid v'kosu aleihim es kol divrei atiru hazois v'shivim l'ashirin sh'neemar be'er heitiv. Mishnah says that afterwards they bought the rocks, built the mizbeach, and plastered it with lime. They wrote the entire Torah on it, in each of the 70 languages, Ba'er Heitev. Notlu Esa Avonim Uvo Vlano Gumakaimon. They took the rocks and stayed overnight in their place in Gilgal. Gemara says, Tani Ali Avne Amalain Nichtaru Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, the Gemara brings that the Torah was written on the rocks in the Malain, means the place where they stayed overnight. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Eimer Al Avne Mizbech Nichtaru. Yosef says it was written on the rocks of the Mizbeach. Manda ma'al avni amalayin nechtevu b'chavyim v'yoyim u'mosa olam m'shalchim m'etrehoin u'masim esatayra v'shahisa k'suva v'shem l'ashim. One says it was written on the rocks of the Malayin. Every day, Gentiles sent scribes to copy the Torah, which was written in 70 languages, and it continued for a while. Namah al avni amizbeach nechtevu loy l'shah hayu v'niknazu. You are asked, the one who says that it was written on the rocks of the mizbeach, was it not for a short time? So what was the purpose of writing it? Oidu ma'asit nisim, nochon ha'kodesh baruch hu, bina v'leiv kolom v'oma, v'yithu 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 shahayisa k'suba b'shirim l'ashim. The answer is, also this is a miracle. Hashem put understanding in the heart of every nation, and they copied the Torah, which is written in 70 languages. And Amar al Avni Amalein Nichtavu Nicha Mesadta Isam Mesid. And Amar al Avni Amizbeach Nichtavu Mamakai Mesadta Isam Mesid. The one who says that it was written on the rocks of Amalein, it's fine that it says Mesadta Isam Mesid and they plastered with lime. However, the one who said that it was written on the rocks of Mizbeach, how does he expound Mesadta Isam Mesid? It needs to be written seemingly directly onto the rocks and not onto plaster because of the Chasavta and Avonim. In called Evan, the Evan, the plaster was in between one stone and another. Rishmol, Banachmeni, Rishim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rahoyu Omim, this is where he said, he said, not do Afifin Shilahel Nisi. Rabbi Shmol, Banachmeni, quoted Rabbi Yochanan, said, quoting from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lama Gimel, Pasuk Yabes, and the peoples will be as the burnings of lime. in the plaster which enabled them to copy the Torah, they received their decree to die for not learning and fulfilling it. The Abba Bakahana B'Shem of Yechlam, Agoyim Charov Yechavu Mechayrev Notlu Afisin Lahem Nisa. The Abba Kahana, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that, quoting from Shai in Perek, Samach Pasuk Yudbeis, and the nation shall be destroyed, Lashonot Charuv is Lashonot Chayrev, meaning from Chayrev HaSinai, they received their decree of death. Nimtzes Omer, Shlesha, Mine Avonim Hein, Avne Amalon, Avne Avonim Shein Yech Yeshua, Tachas Tapois of Yechahanim, Yestliyois, Shinosan Lahen Moshe. It turns out that there were three kinds of rocks. Rocks of the Malon, rocks that Yeshua put under the feet of the Kohanim, and rocks that Moshe gave to them and wrote the Torah on them in 70 languages. Amavi Chanina, Poshet Lan Arba Mine Avonim Heim. Chanina says, it's clear to us that there were four kinds of rocks. Amavi Simoin, Bar Zavid, Beyeus, In Tema, Avni Amalon, Lashar Hayu, Renigazu. Simon Bar Zvid supported that, but he said it is correct. If not, which were the rocks that Yeshua commanded to take from the Yarden? If you say that they were the rocks of the Maloin, this cannot be because they were erected temporarily and buried. In Tema Avonim, Sheikin Yeshua Tachav Kapos Yogle Kehanim, Mishukois Hayubamayim. If you say that they were the rocks that Yeshua put under the feet of the Kehanim, well, this cannot be because they were sunken in the water. In Tema Istaliois Shenasan Lahem Moshe, if you say that they were the rocks that Moshe gave to them, they already brought them with them into the land. Ela Canaan and Kaiman, Ba'avonim Shehikim Lohem Yoshua Adav Yaudin. Rather, you have to say that they were a full set of rocks that Yoshua commanded them to erect on the banks of the Yaudin. Tani Rabbi Yehuda by Eloi, Eimer Abachalafta Vivlovin Matya Rechanina in Chachinoi, עומדו על האיסון האבונים ושירום על אחס ואחס מוסי אבויים סער. Rice says from Yehuda by Eloi that Abba Chalafta and Rablova Bamasya and Chanina ben Chachinoi stood on those rocks and estimated that each one was a load of 40 sar, the size of a mikvah, which such a volume of water weighs about 500 kilo, and the same volume of rocks weighs about 5 to 10 times as much. Kanat Lamad Kama Haya Be'eshkel Siv Ve'arimu Lochem Ish Evan Achas Al Shechmai Ve'domi Ahu Detan Min Awa Lekafpe La'ahu Detan Min Awa La'akuvtei Na'akuvtei Lekafpe. From here, you can learn how heavy was the cluster of grapes that the Meraglim took, because it says there in Yeshua, Galah Pasuk Hei, and each person they were lifted to him a stone on his shoulder. One who takes from the ground and puts directly on his shoulder, like they took the rocks, is unlike one who takes from the ground and puts on his knee, and from his knee to his shoulder. But the latter can carry more, and similarly, the distinctions we're going to say now. But Domiyahu, the Tan, Min Awa, La'apurte, Min Awapurte, the Kafpe, Lahu, the Och, the Och, the Ochuan, Talile, the Domiyahu, the Ochuan, Talile, Lahu, the Toyin, the Sign. One who takes from the ground and puts on his knee, and from his knee to his shoulder, is unlike one whom two others put a load on him. How much more did the cluster weigh? Siv ish echad, I should say ish echad, adate de vikira, do ama leshonet v'buyim hein, esvim v'arba hayu shisha asav eshkol, shmeina v'teinim, the Roinim of Renaissa Kalim. It says, Ishechad, Ishechad, in Amidra Pregud, you will profit this. According to Rekiva, who says that double expressions are inclusions, there were 24 Meraglim, 16 carried the cluster, and 8 carried figs, pomegranates, and the Kalim. Now, Daita de Rishmon, Dehu Oimel, Ashenis Kulinhein, Shemasa, Hayu, Shmoine, Veshkol, Harbor, Veteinim, the Roinim of Renaissa Kalim. According to Rishmon, who says that they are doubled expressions. We don't need to expound them because of the concept of Dibutur, Kolosh, and Adam. There were 12 Meraglim, 8 carried the cluster, and 4 carried figs, pomegranates, and the Kalim. Abaz de Rishmol, Torturin, Abaz de Rikiva, Torturin, Torturin, Torturin. According to Rishmon, they carry the cluster on Torturim, which is two parallel beams and two beams perpendicular to them. According to Rikiva, Torturim and Torturim, which is another Torturim below, are diagonal to the one above it. Written in the Pasuk in Yoshua, Gimel Pasuk, Perek Zayin, the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one column, very far from Adam, the city which is next to Sarasan. Yoshua said that Adam is the name of the city and Sarasan is a city. Name of Samil, Mizu Lazu, Namajayamayim, Zudushim, Va'ilim, Taken by Adam and Sarasan, Shem Samil, Divri, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are 12 mil between one and the other. It teaches that the water of the Yarden, which ceased flowing to enable Bnei Yisrael to cross, was held out at a distance from Adam to Sarasan, which is 12 mil. If you see now, Amalai, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Ezer Kal Hamayim, by Adam. Hamayim Kalim, by Adam. Take the Hashu came, and a Melamed, Shahayu Amayim, Kedushim, Ba'ilim, Kippin, or Kippin. Lazar of Shimon said, which is faster, flowing water or man? Water is faster than man. And you know this is so, in the time that the Machane Hedo, Machane Yisrael, which was 12 mil by 12 mil square, are through, people walked 12 mil, and water should flow even more than this. And it backed up means flowed upstream, it would have overflowed its banks. Rather, it teaches that the water piled up arches on arches. Vilevi Omer, Ad Liboi Sholokia. Vilevi said it piled up until the heart of the firmament, which is an exaggeration. Aman Amen Ad Bavel, then Bavel they say it was as high as from the Yarden until Bavel. Never can Hachek Venem Alon, Eretz Hachoyka, to say Bo Elai Mi Bavel. It says here, Halchik, and it says there, the Eretz of the Choyka, Bo Elai Mibavel, from a distant land that came to me from Bovel. You see the Lashon Halchik here in Yeshua means the distance from the Yarden to Bovel. Hani, Ubelezer and Yaakov, Oime, Yosim, Meshloish, Meos, Mil, Hayu, Hamayim, Gedushim, Ve'ilim, Kippin, Algawi, Kippin, and Tavu, Oisim, Ve'umis, Ve'ilim. Ubelezer and Yaakov says in the Baisa that it piled up more than 300 mil and made arches on arches until all the nations of the world saw it. Vayhi dechsev, vayhi kishmaya, kol malchei emayri, v'shib eivei ha-yardin, v'shib ha-yama, v'chol malchei p'nani asher al ha-yam, et asher harivish Hashem es mei ha-yardin, v'pnei p'nei yisal, ad avon v'goyme. As like the Pasuk says in Yoshua, Perkei, Pasuk Aleph, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites who were on the side of the Yarden westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard that Hashem had dried out the waters of the Yarden from before Bnei Yisrael until they had passed over, etc. Amar Bishimon ben Lachish, the Yarden kiblu aleihem es hanistois. Lachish said that at the crossing of the Yarden, Yisrael accepted alvus, means responsibility for each other, for hidden matters. Aber ein Yeshua im Ein Atem Rekabon Aleichem Zan Estoich Hamayim Boyim Eshoitinoi Esem. Yeshua said to them, if you don't accept Arvus, mutual responsibility for hidden matters, the water will come down and wash you away. Amav Simon Barzav Devi Yeus Teid Lecha Shukain Shari Achan Chata Veruba Shazan Hedri Nafla Bi. And Rabbi Simon Barzav supported that this is correct. Proof is that Achan alone sins which were taken from the spoils of Yerichai, and due to this, the majority of the Sanhedrin died in a battle against the Ai. Amma Rabbi Levi, Beyavne, Hutra, Horitzua, Nelsabasko, Ba'amma, Inlachem, Esig, Benestoris. Rabbi Levi said that at Yavne, the strap was untied, the Sanhedrin prayed to be exempt from Arbus for hidden matters, and Abasko came out and said, you have no involvement in, no responsibility for hidden matters. You know, Amr of Chista, Sa'a Gobo Ha'yalahen, Chista said that Arbus for hidden matters was very painful for them until the Baskol, the heavenly voice, exempted them.